Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Nick Praska. He is the Director for Dallas County Veterans Affairs. First of all, Nick, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So we want to talk about an assortment of things to do with Veterans Day, which is this coming Monday. First of all, take us through the history of Veterans Day and what started it and that sort of thing.
Originally, it was called Armistice Day because on the 11th day of the 11th hour of the 11th month, it was where the armistice was signed for World War I. And then in 1954, it was switched over to Veterans Day to honor all veterans who had served.
All right. So that's a long history. It's one of the longest recognitions in the country, isn't it?
Correct.
All right. So why do you feel like it's important to continue honoring Veterans Day and Armistice Day as well?
It's a way to honor the service of veterans who have volunteered and who have been called up to go overseas and serve on foreign ground to protect the nation back home, the friends and family back home.
All right, so it's just sort of keeping their memory alive, keeping people still alive, their sacrifice and service?
Correct. Veterans Day is for veterans who have currently served but are no longer serving, hence the term veteran. It's Memorial Day is for the ones that have passed away, and then Armed Forces Day is for those that are currently serving.
All right, it's good to know the differences between those. What are some of the events that you know of that are happening around the county for Veterans Day?
A lot of the local schools are doing Veterans Day's presentations. A lot of the local Legion posts are hosting different things as well. I know Redfield has a supper going on the Saturday evening from 5 to 7. Minburn has a soup supper from 5:30 to 7:30. On the day of Veterans Day, the Van Meter Legion Auxiliary is hosting a breakfast after the Veterans Day ceremony at the cemetery. Congresswoman Axney is hosting a Veterans Roundtable here in Adel at the American Legion Post from 3:15 to 4:15 to discuss issues that veterans are seeing. Dexter American Legion on Veterans Day is also doing a soup supper from 5:30 to 7:30. So there's a lot of events that are going on.
Right, is there anywhere that people can find that information?
We are just getting ready to post that on our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook, it's Dallas County Veterans Affairs. We'll have that information posted, and we'll also have the information posted outside of our office as well.
All right. Anything else about Veterans Day that you would like to mention to our listeners before we move on?
It's just a great opportunity to thank those that have been willing to sign up and serve and put their lives on the line.
All right. Now, talking more generally, what are some resources that are available to veterans in this county? Because, you know, it's always important to take care of them once they come home, correct?
Correct. A lot of what we do is the benefits side of the house with VA benefits. So we help guide the veterans through the process of the GI Bill, the compensation claims for disabilities incurred in service. Another big one is the pension program, which is an income-based program for veterans, typically either in a nursing home or assisted living. And we try to help the veterans go through the bureaucracy of the government to get those benefits.
All right. So if veterans have questions, can they just stop into your office here in Adel?
They can stop in, or they can call us at 515-993-5809 and schedule an appointment. We'd like to make sure we have their DD-214 beforehand, because we can work with the recorder to get their information in the system, and have a better understanding so we're more efficient when they come into the office.
All right. What sort of concerns do you have for the veterans in the county? Like, when veterans are coming in to look for help, what sort of services do you offer for them?
The biggest thing is trying to figure out when they served, where they served, and what they were exposed to. We're still coming across a lot of Vietnam-era veterans that were boots on ground, that have never done anything as far as what benefits they're eligible for. The biggest thing right now is the Blue Water Navy bill that was passed. So any veteran that was on a ship within a 12 nautical mile radius of Vietnam is going to be eligible for Agent Orange presumptives. The biggest thing is just getting them in here so we can explain what they're eligible for and what the options are for going after benefits.
All right. Now, throughout the country, really, you hear about veterans struggling and stuff like that after coming home. Is that a big issue in Dallas County, or is that something that you don't really see here?
It's an issue in Dallas County. Obviously, you know, with the size of the county, we have all era veterans going from World War II to the current OEF, OIF veterans. The nice thing is we do have a lot of resources. We have a local VA hospital that's very good to work with. We have the Vet Center, and we have a lot of local organizations that are out there helping veterans that are struggling either with the after effects of war or financial issues. And we biggest thing is getting them in the office. We can see what's going on and see what the best avenue of help is.
All right. Now, a couple weeks ago, I remember seeing you at the dedication for the Freedom Ruck in Minburn, why do you feel like it's important to have something like that in the county?
It's kind of like Veterans Day. It's a way to honor the Freedom Ruck honor everybody that has ever served, living or dead. But it's also a good representation of how much the community helps veterans as well, because without the community supporting veterans when they go off to service or go overseas, you know, there's a lot of things back home that veterans do that people don't realize until they leave. So they step up and help the families with either farm work or housework or watching kids. And the Ruck is a good overall representation of the community, the family, and the veterans all in one.
All right. Well, Nick Praska, the Director of Dallas County Veterans Affairs, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No.
Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Dallas County Veterans Affairs Director Nick Praska. As a reminder, you can contact his office with any questions or concerns by calling 515-993-5809. The VA office is located at 902 Court Street in downtown Adel, and visitors are asked to schedule an appointment ahead of time. It's typically open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., though the office will be closed on Monday for Veterans Day. You can find this interview program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.